Market View on Money FM 89.3.
It wasn't the prettiest annual report for Singtel, with the country's largest telco posting its lowest profit levels in almost 30 years. Now, there's a combination of COVID-19-related pressures and also charges absorbed from its Indian associate, which pushed margins down. And the outlook for the broader industry is still looking rather uphill for at least the rest of the year. On Money FM 89.3, I'm joined by Mr. Sachin Mittal, who's the Vice President and Telco Analyst for DBS, for his thoughts. Sachin, thank you so much for joining us today. It's good to hear that you're still in good health. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you.
So Sachin, that earnings report from Singtel, they posted their lowest levels in almost 30 years. And there were a number of reasons why that was the case. But overall, alongside many industries, the business climate seems to have just eroded more. Can you talk to us about what you made of these full year earnings from Singtel and whether or not you think things might even get any worse for them?
You'll be surprised, and even we were surprised, that in fact, the 4Q numbers, 4Q underlying earnings, were better than street expectations. So all of us expected the numbers will actually not be good. And this is actually the third year of earnings decline at Singtel. And that is mainly, if you even exclude the COVID, it was mainly because of Bharti for the last 3 years, because Bharti has been on a structural downtrend. But then things got better already at Bharti level. If you look at this set of results, they narrowed their losses a lot in this quarter. In fact, from next quarter onwards, they may just break even and subsequently have profits. So to answer your question shortly, we have seen the worst decline of Singtel's earnings. This was probably the last year of earnings decline. And from here on, we are expecting Singtel's earnings will start to grow high mid-single digit, mainly on the back of Bharti, which is expected to turn around from a loss of almost 400 million last year to a gain of to a profit of almost 150 million. That's a contribution I'm talking about, Singtel's earnings.
So Bharti Airtel seems to be a very important factor now in terms of determining how well Singtel does or how badly they do in a year, Sachin. A lot of what's really hobbled Bharti Airtel in the last year or two has been some of these regulatory pressures and that intense competition. Can you talk to us about what you're seeing with regards to Bharti Airtel on those two fronts and elaborate more on whether on these signs of hope, at least, for this a very important associate of Singtel?
So things actually took a sharp turn for better for Bharti in December 2019, when they hiked tariffs by almost 30%. And that tariff hike is something which will keep paying them for the next 9 months from December, right? So we have got another 6 months where actually Bharti will benefit from those tariff hikes. And we know this was a many-player market, and now it has become a three-player market. And the third player, which is Vodafone Idea, is actually quite weak now because of the regulatory levies. So Bharti has paid off most of its regulatory dues already. Vodafone Idea is struggling. So now we are talking of two strong players in the market, which is Reliance Jio and Bharti. And all over the India, I mean, we have these two players who will actually end up as net market share gainers, not for just this year, but for multi-years to come. So that actually is quite positive for Bharti. When it comes to competition, yes, it has improved. When it comes to regulatory pressures, regulatory levies, so Bharti is done with those regulatory levies.
Those regulatory issues, do you think we've seen the worst of that? Or is there a possibility that some of these regulatory issues or political pressures, for instance, might come back and, say, trouble the Indian telco sector?
So regulatory issue is not completely resolved. It's not completely solved. There are still issues with respect to the payment magnitude of and the timing of those payments, right? But I think Bharti already made a provision in its numbers to account for those uncertainties. So from Bharti's point of view, they have accounted for most of those uncertainties as part of their provisions. So we are not really concerned about Bharti's. I mean, if you look at Bharti's share price has actually, if year to date, it has gone up a lot. It just reflects a confidence in the stock and the company.
We're still speaking to Sachin Mittal, the Vice President and Resident Telco Analyst at DBS today. Sachin, I want to come back to India's telco sector again later on, but just going back to Singtel at the moment. So we've talked about at least Bharti's impact on Singtel's full year earnings, but the other big driver, at least for Singtel, is the mobile roaming revenues, which previously when we discussed was one of the big reasons why their third quarter came in significantly lower and was hobbled. Is it fair to assume, though, that the mobile roaming revenues might continue to be challenged as long as international travel is curtailed. It seems that it's going to be a while before air travel is revived.
So you're right. Circuit breaker removal or ending of circuit breaker won't really help lift mobile roaming revenues. So Singapore, we have almost 15 to 20% of the mobile revenues come from roaming. And these are people who come to Singapore from various countries. And then a lot of Singaporeans who travel to other countries. So whether we have circuit breaker or not, we will not have a lot of people, you know, going either way. That will be a pressure for Singtel going forward. However, that seems to be almost offset by your job support scheme by government. And Singtel has also done the divested one of their loss-making companies, Hook, which was doing the on-demand videos, right? Over the top videos. So that was actually, again, loss-making. And again, that's liquidation of that company will remove a permanent loss item from Singtel's income statement. So I think we are aware, everyone is aware that roaming will not come back. And hence, there's a need to balance your earnings with something else.
The big question also right now, I think what caught a lot of people's attention, Sachin, was them trimming dividends also. Is this a source of concern that markets should take note of? Or did Singtel really have no choice but to cut those dividends?
It was a big disappointment when it comes to dividends. So from 17.5 annual dividend, they cut it to 12.25 rather. So was there a choice? I think the choice was there, but this is a choice which Singtel made. Could they have continued with higher dividend? Yes, they could have, but they chose to be conservative on this aspect, right? And they cited COVID-19 and 5G. But in my opinion, these two are not really the big issues. I think they might have been overly conservative that their credit ratings are not impacted. I mean, they even if they were impacted, they would still be investment grade, but they chose not to let their existing credit rating be impacted. So I think that was the main reason that they cut the dividends.
We're still speaking to Mr. Sachin Mittal, Vice President and Resident Telco Analyst for DBS. And is the decision to cut or to trim these dividends also perhaps preserving cash in light of ongoing CapEx spend? The telcos are still trying to prepare for 5G spending moving forward. Is this related in any way? And what is your latest outlook on whether or not 5G spending plans are going to be impacted?
Yeah, I mean, Singtel did cite 5G as a reason. And to me, that could partly be a reason, although I believe that 5G outlook is definitely not exciting. When you look at the demand for 5G, people need to buy expensive 5G handsets. That's not going to happen. When you look at supply side, you need to put more capex into 5G. There are disruptions in the supply chain on 5G. You need to put more towers into the city and need to get a lot of permission from all the regulators, right? And that's not going to happen. So on the demand side and the supply side, 5G is adversely impacted.
I think one of the other questions also with regards to 5G is, given the COVID-19 pandemic's impact on people and their ability to spend, could we expect lackluster demand for 5G because people might be a little reticent to spend on this new technology, which, as you said, could actually be expensive at the start?
I think so, because if you look at Korea, in Korea, the adoption is below 10%, even after 12 months of full throttle expansion by the telcos. In the case of Singapore, we have a very gradual 5G rollout. And now there's a COVID also, and there's an underlying impact on the supply, and there's an underlying impact on the demand. So definitely, I don't see 5G being taken up by users.
Finally, Sachin, I wanted to get your thoughts on the recent surge in funding for Reliance Jio's Jio platform in India. We've seen the likes of Facebook, TriLake Equity Partners, KKR, you name it, a number of bigwigs, especially from the US, have been investing in e-commerce and the telco arm of Reliance. We've seen their chairman become the richest man in Asia by a significant margin because of this. Could this benefit the entire Indian telco space net-net, or just mean rivals like Bharti Airtel facing an even stronger foe because their coffers have grown significantly?
Okay, a good question. Reliance Jio has talked about making the company debt-free. So they have a plan to list the company publicly overseas in the medium term, which is like 2 to 3 years. So the idea is they want to have profits and a debt-free company. And that actually is good for Bharti also, because ultimately there's nothing like that. I'm using the funding to kind of make the competition more intense. Rather, the direction of the competition or direction is for Jio is to invest in more e-commerce related businesses. So the funding seems to be, especially from Facebook, seems to be in there for their e-commerce kind of business, where they will connect the last mile Kirana stores. So so this is the direction which Bharti hasn't taken yet. Bharti is purely into the telecom space. And the focus in telecom right now is to sustain high tariffs, or rather how to increase the tariffs. For the next 6 months, yes, tariffs won't be raised in India because of COVID-19. But ultimately, if you want three players in India and the third player has to survive, then tariffs have to be raised in India.
Sachin Mittal, Vice President and Resident Telco Analyst at DBS, we thank you so much for your time and sharing your insight. Stay safe and stay in good health during these times.
Have a good day. Bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.